pimps, players, and hustlers, and even our haters out there, just to let y'all know we're back, bitches. And last time I may have been on the mic, I was a little drunk. I'm on my way to being that drunk again today, hopefully. You know, night is still young. But I want to apologize, first of all. I might have said some things that I was a little out of line for.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
All right,
wait for the intervention show. Wait for the intervention show.
Moving along. All right, here we go. So, yeah, Big Sexy, I'm throwing it to you.
Okay, so, yeah, welcome back to the Bush. We are drinking. We apologize for all those sober shows. And like he said, we apologize for all those alcoholic shows.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But okay, here we go. Today's topic, new and adventurous places to find women.
Oh my god.
Okay, we just went through some. Well, I was in the car, I'm not gonna lie. I stayed in the car because I didn't want to go in. But your boy Ski just found something. I think it's something, a gold mine. He called it Disneyland.
It was my Disneyland. It was the greatest place on earth. All right, look.
Go ahead.
All right, look. To everybody out there, your boy Ski, I'm a compassionate dude at heart. I got a buddy. All right. This buddy calls me up. He's like, hey, Ski, I need a favor. Now, before y'all go there on me, I need a favor. I pulled a simp move, okay? I'll do that for a homie every once in a while, whatever. So, like, Ski, I want you to go ahead and give these flowers to this girl at this play. I was like, man, really, for real? He's like, come on, man. I told her I can make it. I'm not going to be able to make it. So your boy Ski goes, gets these flowers, and shows up at this play. Just to give the girl the flowers. Break a leg, you know. Backstage dressing rooms at dance performances, Disneyland.
You guys should have seen his face.
Y'all know what happened.
You should have seen his face when he came back to the car. Just he didn't even say anything. Just a big cheesing ass smile on his face, like, dog. I was just at Disneyland.
Y'all don't even know. All right, look, for all you fellas out there, y'all have seen it in the movies. This happened to me. I'm standing there with these flowers. These chicks are all around me, like, oh yeah, who are you looking for? Couldn't find her, didn't know her. It was like, oh, are you? You don't know who you're giving the flowers to? No, it's not for me. I don't give out. This ain't my thing. It's for a friend. Oh. I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
$8.99.
Like, I might have to pull this routine at another dance studio, for crying out loud. Just show up with some flowers and make up a name.
Yeah, I know.
These are for so-and-so. Let's find her. Yeah, let's knock on every dressing room door we have to. Oh, she's not there? Oh, don't worry. We're changing, but it's okay. Come on in. You've got flowers, buddy.
Yeah.
You've got a soft heart. You're not going to look at my titties.
What? That's what they said? So you're saying we're going back? This happened like 20 minutes ago.
Let me tell you. Gold mine.
It's the reason we plugged in the mics.
Gold mine. Show up at the next play. Wicked. Show up to Wicked. Okay?
That's the big leagues.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Show up to some small play at your local community college.
That's where we were.
Yeah, yeah. Show up as a small play at your local community college. Bring some flowers.
Make up a name.
Say, I'm just here to drop these flowers off for somebody. They will walk around. They don't know each other there. But no. By the end of the night, you will know every single girl in that play. I promise you. Your boy Skeet have seen it. I've just had it experienced it. Please believe me. If you don't believe me, go do it for your damn self. You will come up. Hootie hoo, bitches. Yeah. Hootie hoo.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't believe it, but to see the look on his face after all this, I'm a believer now. I'm a believer.
Check this out. Me and Big Sexy, you know, we like to go and travel a lot. We went on a cruise.
Yeah.
We were on a cruise for how long? How long was that cruise for?
4 days? 5 days?
5 days cruise. Like, you know, all over the place. You know, we're looking having a good
bitches,
time.
Yeah.
Looking for bitches. What we didn't see on that cruise, I saw in 5 minutes. That's how dope it was. And if you think I'm lying, whatever, I'm telling you like this. An auditorium full of different dance troupes. Bitches with the tightest asses you'll ever see. And just stopping their routine, stopping everything they're doing to help you deliver some fucking flowers to somebody that they don't even know.
That's the shit.
Oh! Walking upstairs, you know, they're like, oh, you know what? We gotta help him get to this person. You know what? I don't know if y'all seen the movie Saving Private Ryan. They stopped the whole fucking war to go find this one dude.
She was Ryan.
I don't know who this chick is. Never met her in my life. But if she ever needs flowers at another dance fucking performance, I'm there.
That's a big statement.
I'm there.
And I don't know her
when I go there. I'm not going to know her again.
The funniest part of the story is he never found her.
No. That's beside the point.
He never even found her.
Yeah, that's not even.
This is like the greatest 15 minutes of his life.
That's beside the point. Because, you know, that's neither here nor there. Notice how that was the whole point of going, but, you know, do we actually care to even talk about that?
Yeah. You know, I was just wondering if she was cute going through all the trouble, but apparently it was worth it no matter what.
Let me put it like this. And Skeet's not a dumb dude. You know, I'm up in here and I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, I could leave a note on these flowers and tell somebody to give it to her. I could do that, but I'm not going to do that. I was like, because it was like, after a while, it was just like, you know what, we'll help you find her. I was like, you know what, son of a bitch, let's go find her.
Oh. This bitch deserves some flowers.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and you don't know how many times I flirted up. And I know y'all probably tired of hearing me talk about this. But
go
I'm
ahead.
Telling you, fellas,
obviously, it sounds like a gold mine.
This is a gold mine.
Man, I'm surprised.
I walked on the stage. Anybody seen so-and-so? Anybody seen so-and-so? No, we don't know her. I haven't seen her. All right, fine. You don't know how many girls I flirted with. Don't know how. Are those flowers from me? I wish I brought more flowers, girl, because you damn sure look like you deserve them. Yeah, I was all up in it. Your boy Skeet was working overtime. Overtime! Son of a bitch, I'm gonna go see a play right after this show. I wanna go see a fucking play.
Let's go see Cats.
Shit.
So okay, let's find the topic again. That's obviously a new and adventurous way to find some chicks. What's another thing like that? Something that you can bring, like a prop that will get all the bitches, you know, in your corner like that.
I don't know. Flowers does it though.
Yeah, flowers. What about like a office building? Pretend like you're a delivery boy with some flowers.
It doesn't take much. Big Sexy, stop me if I'm lying. Did I not walk in there with flip-flops, a white t-shirt on, and some basketball shorts?
You're looking really bummy. You really are.
And I have stains on my white t-shirt.
Yeah.
And yet, everybody stopped what they were doing.
You didn't even pull anything, though.
You know what? Because I was in such awe. I was doing research. I was doing reconnaissance for you guys. That's why I didn't pull. I brought the game back. Turn that shit up. Turn that sugar free up. I brought the game back. All right? That's why. I should have, could have, would have. I told Big Sexy, stop me if I'm lying.
Yeah.
I told Big Sexy, he's lucky he didn't wait in the car longer. Because.
Yeah.
I was at Disneyland. I was at the happiest place on earth for me. Where were you at that night? Where were you at?
I was in the car.
Chilling.
For like a half an hour, too. I was like, this motherfucker either got lost, or he got stuck, or something. I don't even know.
You know the power of pussy.
Oh, yeah, please. Especially that tight white girl pussy.
Wow. Well, slow down.
Are we going to change the topic?
slow down.
Changing the topic. Yeah. But, hey.
I wish I could remember that one girl's name, though.
Yeah, you're bad with names.
Yeah. Like I care to really.
Yeah. What about like a yoga studio?
What about going
to take a spinning class?
Dude, the flowers game work.
That's the shit, yeah. Look, we're teaching game.
Who knew?
Know my name?
Who fucking knew?
Well, yeah, we've been teaching game for the past 7 months, though. Let's keep it real. You bitches know it.
I hope so. Oh, yeah, they better know it.
Well, shit, can you think of any other new and adventurous places that you want to talk about?
New and adventurous places.
I mean, because when you went into that auditorium, you did not expect this.
Oh, fuck no.
Obviously, you expected to see a couple cute girls, but you didn't expect Disneyland.
Like, I told Big Sexy, I was like, man, I expected to see maybe, you know, maybe 10. 10, in all honesty, 10. That's fair, right?
Yeah, 10 cute
girls, you know, maybe two fine ones.
Little sisters.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
MILFs.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I'm talking about right off jump, maybe like, I jumped in and it was like four sixes, like whatever. Yeah. That was at the front door.
Okay.
Walked in, maybe.
Security?
Yeah. Maybe walked in, maybe like maybe like then it jumped up. It jumped up quick. Then it all of a sudden it hit me like seven dimes, just seven tens, just walking. And I'm like, okay, you know. So I walk in and they're like helpful. How many times does a dime help you out on a daily basis?
Never. Unless it's gonna benefit them, they ain't doing shit.
I've never had a dime bend over and just help me out like that ever.
No. Not if it doesn't benefit them.
These dimes were like
even nines and eights most of the time.
They were like, we're gonna find this bitch. These dimes were on it.
That's dope. So leave no man behind.
These dimes were like, you know what? They were probably searching for her to be like, who is this bitch that's getting these flowers? Because this bitch got game.
Yeah.
These bitches was on it.
But when you think about it, like, okay, I'm in it now. Okay. They just hit me. Okay. They said put it like this. Don't go to places like Wicked. Like, you were joking about that, but don't go to the bigger place.
Mm-mm.
If you go to these little community college places like this, these bitches want to be famous. They want to be known. They want to be seen. If you go there with just a tiny bit of baller in you.
Dog. Look.
You can pull. I'm thinking about it.
Look.
That's the spot right there.
Man.
There's little community centers and like play centers all around. Like, we have like 15 of them just around our area.
Dog. Look.
You could probably pull easy.
Man.
Now that I think about it, if you cut just a kind of little miniature baller, mini me baller, you can go in there in a suit and some flowers.
It's over.
Some candy or something.
Y'all have no idea. Oh. And that was a stumble. That was a stumble. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a planned
route. Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was a kickoff return that went for a touchdown. It was a nice little treat. And we ran it back for y'all.
That's actually really good. The more I think about it, you might have stumbled onto some shit.
I'm saying, man.
You might have hit the cheers.
Treasure chest.
You might have hit the leprechaun's golden shit. That was dope. If you're even a little bit of a baller, dress up nice, take some flowers, say you're there to meet your sister.
Make up a fucking name.
Say, my sister must have been in the other play. Oh,
yeah, you will meet at least 40 girls. I guarantee you, now that we've said this shit, now that we've put the game out there, Skin Big Sexy fans only. This is for Skin Big Sexy fans only. Because we throw out some topics, and you know what? I must admit, man, we throw out some topics, and I see and hear about some topics that we've thrown out, and that makes me wonder, did they come up with the topics before us, or did we come up with the topics?
Yeah, sometimes? Yeah.
So if y'all hear this anywhere else, because I ain't never heard this shit anywhere else, if y'all hear any kind of game like this ever again, please holler at us.
Yeah.
Please holler. Send it to us in the email. Say, you know what? So-and-so does that too. But if they don't do that, and you see, you hear or see it somewhere else after you heard it here first, then you put your stake on it and be like, you know where I heard that before it even popped out in Maxim Magazine, Blender, wherever the fuck it's at? You say, I heard it on the Skin Big Sexy Show.
Yeah, we're trademarking that shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling at the play.
Pick that game up.
Yeah. All right, fuck that. We're pulling at the play. That's a new topic of the show.
Yes, indeed. So when we're always bringing something to you, we're always going to bring you the goodness. Big Sexy, what we going to bring them?
We're going to bring you 50% off of all your adult toy porn needs.
Mm-hmm.
50% off, bitches. What are you waiting for?
You get your porn. Go and get your porn.
Get your movies. Get your toys. Get your lingerie. Get your lube. Get your games, get your everything.
And then you might even get some ass.
And then maybe, exactly, then you could get some.
Oh, hook it all up. Make it full circle.
I'm saying, learn your stroke, learn some game.
Mm-hmm.
All you ladies, get some of that BJ porn.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep.
Get your game up.
Uh-huh, get some trachea skills.
Yeah, get that neck bone muscle just working tight.
Get that esophagus.
Don't use it, you lose it, bitch.
Uh-huh, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well. Y'all know how we do it every time.
Yeah, go get your 50% off. Go to GetRightFitness.com.
Get your workout on. Get your workout on.
Holla at your boys.
Yeah.
Go to the plays, bitches.
Yes. Go to the plays. Bring flowers.
Yeah.